Dear brothers and sisters, in this weekly meeting with the Quran, the speech of Allah, the word of Allah, the revelation from Allah to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all the humanity. This book is the very important book to understand. In this book, there is the guidance. In this book, there is explanation to everything we need in our faith, to everything we need in this dunya, to everything we need in the life of Barzakh, to everything we need in the Day of Judgment. Dear brothers and sisters, one of very important mission of the Quran, one of the very important thing Quran help everyone is to elevate our faith situation, to move us from situation to situation, to move from hal to hal. And if I said hal, that the situation you are in. So this is one of important mission to Quran. We reach to ayah number 49 in Surah An-Nahl. And this is very important ayah, because Allah give us the example to understand, give us the situation to move and to upgrade. Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To him, to Allah, everything prostrate. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And the angels also as well, and they are not arrogant. What does that mean? That means that everything makes sujood to Allah and he is not arrogant, except the arrogant people, except the arrogant human. So this arrogant people who refuse to make sujood to Allah, those people didn't understand their situation. Allah gave us the example that everything makes sujood to Allah, everything in the earth and the heavens. And we said last week that this ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard give us a hint that there is a creation in the other planet. There is a creation in the other galaxies. This great cosmos is not only for human. There are another creation. And this is the meaning, ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that, إن في خلق السماوات والأرض وما بث فيهما من دابة, in the creation of the heaven and the earth and what he created in it from creature who walk on the land. وَهُوَ إِذْ يَشَاءُ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. And Allah, if he will make the human meet those creation. So, لِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. And the angels also, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Ayah number 50. They fear their Lord. من فوقهم, above them. And they do what he recommended them. And they do what he recommended them. So, this ayah is very important. This ayah is very important because sujood is very important situation, very important ibadah, very important connection between a human and their Lord. This is the station, this is the connected point between the earth and the heaven. This is the connected point between the servant and the Lord and the God and the creator of everything. For this reason, and Allah Azza wa Jal told us that all these creation make sujood with feeling, make sujood with what we call hal. What is hal? That your situation, we said, oh, those awliya, they have hal. Someone fly, someone walk on the water. No, it is not. This is not the real hal. The real hal is your situation when you make sujood to your Lord. When you make sujood to your Lord and you feel love to Him. When you make sujood and you feel surrender to Him. When you make sujood and you feel that you want to complain to Him. When you make sujood and you want to make dua in front of Him, you want to ask Him, you want to send to Him your sadness, your pain, your difficulties. This is the meaning of sujood. Every sujood should have a meaning. And the sujood without meaning, without feeling. By the way, there is no sujood without feeling. There is no sujood without meaning. There is no sujood without thinking. But do you know what is the great disaster? If you made this sujood and you think about something else, and you imagine something else. If you make sujood and you said, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory my Lord. And you think about a car, and you think about a woman, or she think about a man, or she think about business, or she think about this or this or that, or, oh, this is very dangerous point. This is very difficult point. Please take care when you put your head on the earth, not to think about anything except Allah. Not to ask anything except Allah. Not to feel love or fear or surrender or asking to anything except Allah. This is what all creation did when they make sujood. Except a human. Why? Why except a human? Because a human didn't enter the school of sujood. Because a human don't have the teacher of sujood. And because those people who make sujood in a wrong way give a bad example to other people. For this reason, people refuse to make sujood. Sujood should change our attitude. The real sujood should change our life. The real sujood should change how we treat the people, how we treat the family, if it is real sujood. Why? Because in every sajda, there is elevating. There is upgrading. Allah Azza wa Jal told His Prophet, كَلَّا لَا تُطِعْهُ وَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ. Don't listen to him. Don't obey him. Whoever is and make sujood and become closer and closer. Wasjud waqtarib. In every sajda, you will become closer. If you are far away from the mountain, when you walk or move, when you become closer, you will see another picture. Every time you become closer, you will see another picture. And this is the situation with sujood. Every time you make you sajda, you should have something new. In your feeling, in your thinking, in your iman, in your hal. So this ayat give us two things when these creation makes sujood to Allah. هم لا يستكبرون. They are humble. They are not arrogant. And the second one, يخافون. And they afraid. And they fear their Lord. من فوقهم. Above them. And the meaning here of above them is not the meaning of physically. No. Above them, he is the controller of them. He is the owner of them. He is the one who dominates them. This is the meaning of above them. It doesn't mean the physical, because the earth in the space, there is no up and down. It is in space, and there is no up and down. For this reason, min fawqihim, that mean he who the one who control them. Yakhafuna rabbahum, they fear their Lord. Do we fear our Lord? Maybe we fear from the police. Maybe we fear from the tax. Maybe we fear from this and this and this. But did the people today fear their Lord according to their action? We doubt about this. According to this way of life, we doubt about this. According to their interest, we doubt about this. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. All these creation, they fear from their Lord. مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, above them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, and they do what they are recommended. And this is a sign of sujood. This is a sign of the real sujood. If you make real sujood, that mean you response to the recommendation of Allah. Your response to the order of Allah. Your response to what Allah asks you. This is a sign that your sujood is right. But if your sujood is just appearance, if you just get into the car and try to play with the tire wheel and open the door and close the door, and the car is still in its place, and shake your body, the people think that this is driving the car. And no one will purchase a car in this case. If this is the car and this is the way that of driving the car, no one will purchase the car. But when you enter the car and turn it and move in it and take you from place to place and carry your stuff and carry your things, everyone will purchase a car. When we made real sujood with fearing, with feeling, with real situation and real hal, everyone would like to make sujood. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So, brothers and sisters, try with me to imagine this picture. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything making sujood to Allah. Let's imagine this great picture. Allah mentioned it to us in the Quran. وَالْمَلَائِكَ, and the angels. And the angels, trillions of trillions of trillions of angels, with very great shaping, with very great nur, with very great colors, with very great imaginable photo. All of these making sujood to their Lord. And a human didn't do it. Why? Because Allah give him the choice. Allah give him respect. Allah give him high level from understanding. But unfortunately, some people who didn't do sujood, they are lower than the animal, because all this creation makes sujood, and they are not arrogant, makes sujood, and they fear from their Lord, makes sujood, and they do what they are recommended from him, from Allah. And every human didn't respond in this, he is lower than the animal. This sujood will upgrade you until you reach the yaqeen, until you reach the assurance, the full assure of your Lord. Allah Azza wa Jal told the Prophet at the end of Surah Al-Hijr, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, and make tasbih and make hamd to your Lord and be from one who makes sujood. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until you reach this point of full trust, full assure, full know about your Lord. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. And the one who everything makes sujood to him, the one who is everything is humble, not arrogant in front of him, the one who everything fear from him and obey and act according to his recommendation, this is the one. This is the one. And this is now the meaning of the ayah number 51. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ, and Allah said, don't take for yourself two gods. إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, he is only one God. So فَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ, so fear seriously only him. And this ayah number 51 told us about very essential thing in your career, in your aqeedah, in your iman, in your religion, which is the unification of Allah. He is the oneness. Yes, he is the oneness. He is the one who control. He is the unique who control everything. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the people not to take two gods, because people today is very creative in this. They just create gods. Yeah, they create gods. They manufacture God in a way or in another. They make the prophets God. They make the animals God. They make the planets God. Yes. Because there is Satan who controls them to make this stupidity, to make this bad thinking, and to make this bad understanding of religion. Allah ordered them not to take two gods, but he is one. And he ordered them, and he prohibited them, and he gave all these in the sentence, لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين, prohibited them and ordered them not to take two gods. And then he limit everything to one God, and he told us, you have seriously to fear from this God. And really, the word farhabun, it is more than fear. It is more than fear. And this is to warn the people that it is essential thing in your aqidah, and you should take care of it. And this thing should be clear in your soul, clear in your mind, clear in your life, that he is only one God. And he is only one God because he is the owner of whatever in the earth and the heaven. And this is the ayah before that. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So we shouldn't take anyone except him as a God. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And also, it is only one religion. If he is one God, that means it will be one religion in the concept, in the aqidah, and one resource of all the graces, of all the ni'am, and one resource and one power for all creation. And we have to put away all delusion of that there is a partner to Allah, of paganism, of all of these. So for this reason, today the science told us about the unity of God. Yes, science. Science told us that there is one power who controls all this universe. One power creates everything from the cell to galaxies in one way of creation, in one concept, in one, if we can say that, fingerprint, but this is just to understand that. This is the fingerprint of the Creator on every creation in this exists. So He is only one God, and He is the one who created, and He is the one who owns everything, and He is the one who is all merciful. He is the one is the owner. He is the one is the king. He is the one is the holy. He is the one is the source of peace and safety. He is the one of granter of security. He is the one who control of everything and dominate everything. He is the majestic. He is the inventor. He is the provider. He is the opener. He is the knowing of everything. So this is the only one God. And we have to understand this attitude of Allah. We have to understand this attitude of Allah. So for Allah is the one. So don't take two gods, especially when you are making sujood. Don't think about anything about your Lord. Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ. Allah described Himself in Surah Hud 123, ayah 123, the last ayah in Surah Hud. The last ayah of Surah Hud. وَلِلَّهِ, for Him, غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the secrets of the heaven and the earth. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ, and to Him the entire matters shall be returned. Everything will return to Him. So if He is who know all the unseen, all the secret in the heavens and the earth, and everything will return to Him. For this reason, the end of the ayah, فَعْبُدْهُ, so worship Him. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ, and have trust in Him. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do. He is awaring about everything. He is awaring about every movement in the heaven of the earth. He is knowing every creation, every soul, everything. And this is the knowledge of Allah. And this is the knowledge of Allah. وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون. This is ayah number 51. وله ما في السماوات والأرض. Ayah number 52. And to Him belongs whatever in the heavens and the earth. We don't own anything. We don't own anything as a human. Is there any human take with him anything? Money, cars, houses, stock market? They just rob him and put him in the tomb. Or maybe burn him and make him a dust. I don't know. Some people like this, to make them a dust. To him is everything, whatever, in the heavens and the earth. And him is the one who we worship constantly. And also to him is the religion. وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا. It's a duty to us. The religion is to know Allah. The religion is to connect with the one. The religion is to understand the way to satisfy the Creator, to satisfy the one who owns everything in the earth and the heaven. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. So Allah asks, then, is it other than Allah that you make taqwa? You fear? Of course, I said always that taqwa is, fearing is meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is not a subject like sabr, like khawf, like, no, taqwa is the sum of all the subject. It's the last mark. If someone, he has in mathematics 70, he has in geography 60, he has, but at the end, the total, this is the taqwa. You have in sabr, you have in fearing Allah, you have in ibadah, you have, but the total is the sum of all of this. This is taqwa Allah. And taqwa Allah is very important thing in the Quran, very important thing in the Islam. For this reason, the subject, the word, the meaning of taqwa repeated in the Quran more than 300 times. Can you imagine? 300 times. Yani more than the fiqh. Yani all the fiqh and ibadat, more than the ayat of fiqh and ibadat and all of these. So taqwa Allah, to protect yourself, to act according to recommendation of Allah. This is the meaning of taqwa Allah, to act according to the Quran. And if you act according to the Quran, that means you act according to the real sunnah of Rasulullah. Because Quran was the life of Rasulullah. Quran was the moral of Rasulullah. Quran was the subject Rasulullah taught to the people. Quran was everything in their life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a live Quran walking on the earth. This is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we'd like to become closer to Prophet, to apply to the Sunnah of the Prophet, how much you apply from the Quran, Allah revealed to the Prophet, وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you khair and barakah. Please go back to the ayat from ayah number 49, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, to the last ayah, وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. To him belong, he is the owner in whatever in the heavens and in the earth, and to him is the religion, to know him, to connect with him, to satisfy him. This is the goal, this is the target of religion. So أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَتَّقُونَ. So you fear, you obey, you act according to any other one recommendation. This is a question from Allah to make a human wake up. It's time that we should wake up. It is time. Otherwise, believe me, the flood will take everything. And I didn't mean the flood, meaning the flood of the water. Flood of the water is one thing, but there are flood in many things will make the people drowned and sink in it. May Allah protect all of us. May Allah help all of us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على دوام ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك, ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. إلى شرف النبي وأرواح المؤمنين. الفاتحة.